This is season 3, episode 2 of Consider Dead Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Travis from Winneka.
And then Keja from Canoga.
Dead King.
And for this episode, we got a few things we're going to talk about. We've been going out to some shows. We're going to talk about that on Canoga Park and Hollywood. Some big shows going on. We're going to do our whiskey review. And we got a pretty interesting movie review we're going to do. We just watched an amazing film called Mandy, and we have a lot to talk about that. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and start off with our first song by Keja. What do you got for us?
So since I joined the podcast, which is now the second episode, I always knew that Dead King, like King Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I would love to do a whole King Diamond episode. One day, maybe we should.
Halloween, man.
Yeah. There you go. And it's coming up quick. It's spooky season. But this is one of my favorite King Diamond songs. It's called Dressed in White off Fatal Portrait, the first album. And this album just hooked me from the start, right when I heard it.
And this is this is the first album you heard from King Diamond?
It's their first album and also the first album I heard from them.
Nice.
So, yeah, both. So, yeah, Dressed in White, King Diamond.
All right, let's play it. And that was King Diamond, Dressed in White. I'm pretty sure a lot of our viewers or listeners are King Diamond fans. So
oh, yeah, they better be.
Resonate with that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't know too much about him until Kevin and Brian.
Yeah, and know, to
he's
the...
He's like a founding father, basically, of metal.
Oh, yeah.
Black
he's
metal.
One of those guys.
Yeah, Merciful Fate, like yeah. Way before all the...
Yeah, I didn't even know he was a singer in that. The singer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And to the new viewers, if you don't know King Diamond... definitely check him out. It's a band, but I found out about them through Clerks 2.
Clerks 2?
Clerks 2.
Oh, don't they sing that? The two guys
outside? So, yeah, so Jay and Silent Bob are like, moshing to Welcome Home, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, damn, this shit's sick. Like, who is this? And then, so I had to look it up, and then I'm like, okay, and then the rest is history. I found out. Hilarious. Yeah.
That movie's hilarious. They play that part in the drive-thru scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're talking to him
Let
about.
Let me help you. What are you doing?
Yeah, they start singing to him.
I thought it was just part of the movie. I don't know.
They're freaking
song
out.
Was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're making a Clerks 3.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
It's in production.
They even played it again in Clerks 2 when they're the girls trying to teach, what's his name, how to dance. And she's like, play some music.
Oh, yeah.
They play King Diamond.
Something, what did she say? Something a little less, what did she say?
I don't know.
She's like, something like a little less satanic, please.
Something like that. Yeah. And they're like, oh, whack. You know? They, right away, they play King Diamond. They're like, rocking out.
The desolate one. The master of abortion. Don't do this to me, Randall, the nerdy guy.
Yeah.
Man, Clark,
I think they're bringing him back, too.
Oh, they better,
yeah,
dude.
They have
to. So good.
That was, like, the best part. I like when they're talking about Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
And the guy walks in. Then the guy just, like, fucks up the whole parade.
Yeah. He, like, Randall. Shit. Randall, one ring to rule the... Oh, here we go. Here's the first movie. And here's the second movie.
He stumbles.
Oh, yeah.
He actually stumbles, right?
And here's the third movie. Tosses the ring, whatever.
Oh, shit. He was like Star Wars fan or Star Trek fan, wasn't he? Or
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Because the first one, he had this whole debate about how a lot of innocent people died on the Death Star.
Oh, right?
And then the guy was talking about being an independent contractor, and you know they know the risk and all that. You know,
dude, that freaking. There's only one return, and it's not of the king; it's of the Jedi.
Oh.
Hey, they're hobbits. I mean, I gotta agree. Return of the King is better than Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, Return of the King. That's more epic.
Return of the Jedi actually.
I mean, it was great. Like when I was a kid, I watched that, and I was like. It was the one Star Wars I can watch over and over again. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
But Return of the King, like, that just has...
Yeah, it's just a masterpiece.
Oh, we're not supposed to talk about Star Wars or Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. It always comes back to Lord of the Rings, no matter what.
We always do.
Damn it.
But there's only one return, and it's of the king.
There you go. But I guess, you know, since we're talking about movies, we just watched a movie called Mandy. We talked about it last week. Kevin recommended it, and so we thought we would do that for the movie segment of the show. And so we just watched Mandy. We're fresh off of watching Mandy.
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I just watched.
This is a movie where, you know, when I studied film, you know, we learned so many different aspects of film. And you can't just say this movie's great or this movie's good. It's not good. Like, those words aren't good enough. Like, this movie is... Like, to give it a rating, I'll give it a 9 out of 10. It is a vintage, even though it was made, what, last year?
2018 or 19?
2018. Yeah. It's very vintage. It takes place in the 80s, and it resonates 80s vibes completely. Mm. It's like a neo-noir film.
Yeah.
It's ultra-violent, ultra-gory, ultra...
horny?
I mean, there was a little penis in it.
There was nudity.
Yeah.
Ultra peen.
Yeah, ultra peen.
Cult penis? What's
ultra
you call
cult?
It? Cult.
Yeah.
Cult penis?
Yeah, cult peen. I mean,
it's a cult classic, I'll say that. It's,
yeah.
I can't think of the words.
I don't know.
Damn,
man.
Whiskey.
This shit traumatized me. So this fucking movie was
Yeah,
weird.
It's definitely
At the surface, like Kevin mentioned, it's a revenge film.
Yeah.
At the surface, it's a revenge film, but... It's trippy as fuck.
Like, the first hour is just, like...
It's like, you know, slow camera movement, just no talking, just people doing movement.
Yes, it's them living their
life. It's a slow burn.
It's, like, weird, but it's, like, you kind of get the gist of what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a cult movie, demon movie, slasher movie. It's a tribute to classic horror.
Yeah,
without it being horror, it's just this thing is a mindfuck movie.
Yeah,
definitely.
And you know, Nicolas Cage is the main actor in it, and he actually does a good job. He doesn't say much.
He doesn't need to.
A lot of screaming.
A lot of happy.
You ripped my shirt. You ripped my shirt.
Oh shit. I don't know, but this movie was weird.
Yeah, it really but was. Also produced by Elijah Wood, who's Frodo in Lord of the Rings.
We always go back to Lord of the Rings. Back to Lord of the Rings. See, even the hobbits are in on this.
Yeah,
and the director, he looks like a Mexican director. At least the last name's Campos, and so I'm assuming he's a Mexican director. But you can tell this guy has studied 70s and 80s films, and he puts that into it, and it's so well made. It's so well written. And the cinematography and the lighting is the best
part.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is like the best part. You know, you have all these neon lights, red.
The red, yeah.
Green. Dark scenes and green, flashing. Yeah. And it kind of just sucks you in when you're watching it.
Yeah.
It was a good movie overall.
Yeah,
it was a trip, but it was good.
Yeah, it's definitely like what you said, Travis, it's a revenge story. You know, so like when you're writing a movie, it's like, okay, these people kill the main character's wife, and then he's gonna go kill them all.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's okay, just that's like the basis.
That's one sentence. But
it's so much editing and creativity that makes the rest of the film.
Yeah, like how do you fill in the lines between that? Of okay, let's make it set in the 80s. That's one thing. Let's put all these like crazy visuals, cinematography, get Nick Cage, you know, like to do some crazy shit. And then like even the score, like the music is all
music is pretty good.
It's all like synthy, like kind of like 80s synth. Yeah. And then it's like 80s metal too. Like you said, there was like doom metal in it. At the end, it's just like
really slow stuff.
Yeah.
And it finds ways to be funny too.
Yeah.
And the funny parts, it kind of takes you away that because you're so sucked into this film.
Yeah.
When the funny parts happen, it's like, okay, it's not real.
What the fuck?
It's not real, but it's funny. Like, it is a well funny movie. And the
composer.
Composer.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an A-list composer that they got to do this. And this is just an independent film. What was.
Well, actually, RIP, we just found out today.
Yeah.
So I think his name's Johan Johansson.
Yeah.
And so he did all of Denis Villeneuve's movies, which we talked about. Yeah. We were going to watch Dune. But Dune, he did Arrival, Blade Runner. He did Theory of Everything. Like, this guy's like a bit. He was like nominated
huge.
Yeah, nominated for Academy Award. Like, he's like Hans Zimmer level, like, scorer. And I guess he just died recently.
He's really good at making intense sounds. Like,
yeah, and he was like 48 and he just died. Like, that's crazy. That's
crazy. I mean, it's amazing too that he actually did this independent film, small film, compared to all the other ones.
But it's like the people involved in this small movie are big name. Nick Cage, Elijah Wood, you know, this guy, like,
I haven't seen any of the other actors.
That one guy from Predator was in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had like, they had old 80s actors in there too.
Yeah.
Like some 80s. Oh.
And then the chemist in the movie who like made everybody the acid, he's like a big Rob Zombie actor. Okay. I don't know his name, but.
He's in all the Rob Zombie films.
Oh, yeah. Every single.
You can recognize him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's our movie for the week. We recommend you watch Mandy. We watched it on Amazon Prime. We rented it. It was only $4.
Yeah,
I don't think we can even spoil it because it's more visual. It's hard to explain.
It's a journey for yourself.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain this movie.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's when you say there's a revenge story, you know the outcome. You know, a guy's lover gets killed. What's he gonna do? Yeah. Go out and kill everyone.
And it's Nick Cage.
Yeah, so
and we already know what his movie's.
Yeah, you fill in the lines when you watch it.
Go watch it, Mandy.
There you go, Cult Peak, whatever.
Cult Peen.
And then we know while we were watching it, we tried a new whiskey, our whiskey of the week, Brian.
Oh man, the guy who can't even pronounce shit is Larceny. Did I do it right?
Yeah, Larceny.
All right, don't sue me. All right, cool. next episode, Brian heavily sued by Larceny. it is Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. It exists 1870, so they've been around for a while, 92 proof. It is 46% alcohol.
So 1% more than most.
So should we just try a quick one real quick?
Want to try another one? We're already halfway done with the bottle. Let's try it again.
I mean, they don't know that. All right, guys, pretend you didn't hear that. All right. You want some for us?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Tell me when.
That's good.
All right, a little bit for you, or a little bit for Travis. Yeah. All right.
All the bitches.
I'm married, but all the bitches. You gotta smell it. You gotta be the glass. Oh!
You gotta lick the glass. You gotta be the glass. Ooh.
I like it. It's smooth.
So for me, it's definitely one of the more stronger bourbons.
Yeah.
I feel like something that's probably been aging the barrel longer. How long has it been? Say how long it's been aged?
No. At least I didn't read it. I just drank it.
Should like read it upside down, like King Charles. Han, so smart, me.
So smart. Nope, don't know.
Anyway, this is a strong bourbon. If you guys like something stronger, this is the one to go to. It's definitely something you sip on.
Ooh. Yeah,
I like it. I dig it. You guys will like it. My name is Brian.
If you like something better than Jack Daniels, this is
way better than Jack Daniels.
Where'd you get this at?
In the ancient tombs of Vons.
Oh, man. I thought this is like something you would get at like Bevmo or wine.
I was looking around Vons and I was like, "Ooh, that looks fancy."
Yeah, I do like it. It's stronger than the one we had last week.
Yeah.
So the last week one, I did not need a chaser. I think it was maybe like a little more sweet in a way. So this one, I like it because it's stronger. And even though it's harder for me to get down, I just do a little ginger back, you know, which is great still.
There's a whiskey we want to get, but it's going to be hard to find. It's got Nika whiskey.
Yeah, Nika in Japan. Oh.
it's from the hood.
N-I-K-K-A, really. Nika.
It's Japanese whiskey.
Yeah.
But they make it, they just did so black bad. Appropriation.
So like bad.
Black hood appropriation.
Yeah, there's a meme that we found online when I sent it to the... Yeah. Consider dead chat.
It's like Japanese whiskey from the hood.
Yeah,
and it has the N word, like whiskey from.
Yeah, it's expensive.
The N word.
When we saw it was like $70 for like a little bottle, like the one we have here. But
we should order it
one day. We're gonna find
one,
it.
One day we will.
It's just like real N word whiskey.
No, that was, I don't know. I think they changed it.
Oh, okay.
I think they changed it. But yeah. Wow, but seriously, they had the worst name on it.
Unless the meme was edited, but
maybe.
But I think, I don't know.
Japan is kind of wild.
They would do that. They would do
Western
that.
Western culture?
There you go.
Is this okay?
Okay.
But we're going to go ahead and go to our second song. Brian?
All right, this next song is from a band called Bleak Heart, and this song is called Ash Barrier. Woo!
Devours. I risk myself to gaze
upon a hard work. All right, guys, you just listen to Bleak Heart, Dream Griever. No, actually, that's the wrong song. Sorry.
Ash Bearer.
There you go. So you guys just listened to Bleak Heart, Ash Bearer. And that was my song we just played. We have some pizza, some more whiskey. Getting ourselves comfortable for the second segment.
Yeah, so you guys been to a couple shows.
Who, me?
Right, last week.
Are you stalking me, bro?
I don't go nowhere, so I wouldn't stalk you. You're slut. Where'd you go to, Ryan? You went to...
I went to the whiskey.
The whiskey.
How was it?
I went to the whiskey. I think it was on the 20th. It was like a week ago.
Yeah, was it dope?
Yeah, I saw Evil Dead, Hyrax, Art of Shock, Fueled by Fire, Blasphemous, yeah. Creation, Disciples of Death, and a band that was actually on here, Putrescence.
All those bands were there?
Yeah, there was a lot of bands.
Oh, yeah, Art of Shock. You told me about that. The the guy that we met at Applebee's.
Yeah, he was the bartender.
And Kasia knows Art
of Shock. How were they? Were they dope?
Yeah.
Who was the best? Who was the best that night?
Who's the best? Oh, man. Hyrax. Sorry. I have a big...
you heard it here.
I have a big boner for Hyrax. Sorry.
I was like, old school LA.
Every time I think of Hyrax, it reminds me of the time when I think Scion was giving out free tickets to the House of Blues. Oh. And me and Travis got on that.
Oh, yeah. We took over.
We went to went to the House of Blues. We got super drunk over there.
Wow.
Well, I think it's before we even went there, we. I had my grandfather. Not my father. My grandfather's whiskey. It's been sitting for 2-3 decades and nobody's ever finished. And we drank that on the way there. And like, right away, me and Brian were lit.
Oh, man.
We were lit.
That shit's been fermenting forever.
Yeah, yeah, bro. But it was
like, it was whiskey and, what's that British fucking drink?
Scotch?
No, it wasn't scotch. It was, damn it.
British drink?
Yeah. I don't know, but it was fucking bomb, bro. It was like it was like the smoothest shit I would never forget. Like, it was just, I just remember us drinking it. I was like, damn, this is good. And then like an hour later, god damn, it's kicking in hard. We were so happy at that show.
Yeah, I don't know who else was playing. I just Hyrax was the headliner, and that was pretty badass.
Yeah, it was dope. I think it was maybe it was just, I don't remember all the bands. I remember Hyrax, and I remember it was Death Riders that was playing.
Death Riders, yeah.
And maybe it was, yeah, maybe there's that. I don't remember the rest of the bands for sure. But I just remember Travis got an adios later on. And
AMF.
Yeah.
He got audios afterwards, and I remember.
And AMF.
Oh, yeah, he was happy.
That blue one.
Yeah.
What? Did you go to Rabbit Hole?
No, it was at the bar. The bar.
Yeah, he asked for one. They gave it to him.
Wow.
What's it called? I remember there was that one girl promoter there.
Yeah, there was
hot as fuck.
There was a girl promoter there.
Brian, he worked with a girl promoter to do a show that he did with her. And you were supposed to sell tickets or
yeah, get them money. It was my old band, but my band broke up. So I told her, like, hey, man, I even signed a contract for it. And I told her, my band broke up, man, I can't do it. So she let me go off the hook. But there was these girls talking to me, and I thought me and Travis were like, man, we're about to have a fun night. And then they were talking to me, and they're like, don't I know you? And I was like, you look freaking familiar, but I don't remember you. And then the girl's like, yeah, you play in the band. And it just clicked in my head. I was like,
I owe this bitch money.
Yeah, this is a girl that wanted my money. You know, I was like,
don't you owe me a...
And Brian walks away. I'm like, Brian, where are you going?
Yeah, Travis was like...
I was like, yeah, I'm going to come back, Brian.
Yeah, because I really buttered them up. We were really getting into it. We should go drink sometime. And then he just wanted your money.
Yeah.
It just hit my head.
I want my money.
It's like, even when she wanted her money and she didn't recognize me, she's bad news. I was just like, I gotta go. Travis is like, oh shit, for real? So I was like, yeah, let's go. Move.
What happened with that show that you were showing me last week? With the promoter who was like, you ready for my show? Like, is that still going on or did you like...
No, it's still going, man.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully that works out. Where is it at? What venue?
I have no... I can't even pronounce it if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. I think... I forgot.
It's here in L.A.?
Yeah. It's in here in L.A.
So. Hopefully that works out.
Man, you guys will find out soon.
I don't want to talk too much about it, when but... is it?
In September, so you guys will find out the details of that show.
Yeah, that's coming up. Dude, September's in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And Kevin had his own show.
Yeah, so...
That's at Scotland Yard.
Yeah, so Saturdays at the Scotland Yard, it's me and Justin. You know, I'm kind of like resident DJ sound guy now because all those speakers and all the cables in there are mine at the yard now. So, pretty much nobody knows that sound system like I do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, when I'm not DJing or when I'm not working, like, I'll help out with the bands. Like, you know, I'll set them up, you know, whatever they need. Mm. So, like, I know how to make that sound system sound good for bands.
Nice.
So pretty much Saturdays, Fridays are pretty much booked because it's another bartender. But for Saturdays, it's me and Justin. And so we finally had three bands that we love. We've played an event with them before, like at the Milk, was it? Milk Collective in Santa Clarita.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that Santa Clarita show, there was a band called the Dead Novas. And then we had Monkey Minds and then the Cuddies. So three bands last night, and it was really fucking cool, dude. It was so sick, like indie punk, like kind of like a little bit heavy on the heavier side of punk.
Yeah.
And like, it was so sick, like... The last band, I think it was the Cuddies. Like, they were, like, kind of more epic. Like, almost like Sabbath.
Yeah.
Like, Like, the epic, slow Sabbath songs. Like, that's how they were.
Yeah.
And then Dead Novas was more, like, on the punk side. Like, lighter side, you know. Mm-hmm. And Monkey Minds was sick. It was a guitarist and a drummer. And they fucking killed it, dude. It was nice. So good. So, yeah, that was pretty much, like, the first Saturday we had when we had a full bill of like bands that we wanted to bring in, and that shit fucking, that was so sick. And the fun thing is about the Saturdays now is like, whenever the bands play, like usually it's like for a band it's like a 30 minute set at most, maybe an hour, because they'll do like 30 minutes, 15 minute break, and then do like two or three more songs at the end. And then the fun part is I get to DJ afterwards. So
so
Dead Novas, Monkey Minds, and the Cuddies are all really fucking cool. You guys should check them out.
Yeah, the Scotland Yard, they've been having good bands every weekend.
Yeah.
Now that they lifted the COVID ban.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night, they got bands going there. There's a big crowd.
Yeah, and now it's up to us. It's up to, like, Cozy, me, and Justin. That's, like, it, you know?
Yeah.
So, pretty much, you know, if you guys, you know, listen to the podcast and, you guys know of bands, hit us up.
There you go.
Yeah, and for Saturday. Soon,
Consider Dan's going to be on helping out with those Saturdays.
Yeah.
We're open first week of October.
Yeah,
so it's Scotland Yard, Canoga Park. We'll have our first
show.
Yeah, consider Dead Nights at the Scotland Yard. Yeah, we're
having three bands.
Yeah, we're trying to do it like once a month. Hopefully, knock on wood. Yeah,
residents for us.
See what we can do.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So that'll pop off, and especially at the Scotland Yard, it's very big metal crowd.
Yeah,
like
punk rock, metal,
ska. Yeah, there's so much variety. Like everybody that goes there loves everything. So like punk, metal, like that was like the origins of the yard, is like punk and metal, dude. Just every fucking weekend, punk and metal. But now it's like punk, metal, ska. Like there's reggae people that go there, you know. So like pretty much everything you play, any band that comes in, people are gonna fucking love it.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, and I can DJ freaking house music, and people are they love it.
They're so. All lit.
Yeah. So that's why it's dope, because like any band that plays, whether whatever genre it may be, at the end of the night, I'll like kind of like go off what the band was. So like sometimes I'll DJ like metal at the end or punk at the end, reggae, and then it just always pops off. So
there you go. So yeah,
consider Dead Nights at the Yard
coming soon.
Yeah, but you guys don't know what the Scotland Yard is in Canoga Park. So come by, have a drink.
Yeah.
Party with us.
It's right next to the old
Cobalt,
yeah.
If you guys remember
the Cobalt, right next door. Yeah.
Cobalt Cafe, there was a lot of shows there. If you guys remember.
Anyway, Scotland Yard picked up all the bands and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. We got,
There's
like two bars next.
Pool table, you got bars.
We got Casey's right next to Scotland Yard.
Casey's.
If you want to get liquor, fucked up. Casey
next door, yeah.
Casey's.
They pour heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Really good vibe. Really good vibe there.
Poor heavy.
Yeah.
It's
Let's
two
go
shots.
Right now.
It's a two-shot thing. What time is it?
It's like two or three shots, yeah.
Let's go right now.
Let's go right now.
Let's go. Fuck this podcast. Okay.
All right.
All right. Come with us.
We'll cut it there. We're going to cut it to the third
We said
part.
That last week. when I was DJing the 80s night.
No, we're for reals.
All right, come with us. Let's go.
No, but we're for reals right now. All right, Travis, let's do it.
I'm gonna cut it to the third song. My song, Shiny Toy Guns, Ricochet.
All right. Let's go. Let's go to Casey's. Welcome back to where I wanna have you. Shell shock, fall back. Anyone I see through. Watch your head spin like a mesocyclone. Bouncing off the walls, now there's nowhere to run. Like a bullet, man.